In Allah, the Lamed Mitzvah says, Shaltah, the Sabbath, Nisan, and Flash, and Asa, the Sun, and Shab, and Alcham, and Shasa, the Nisan, Shanam, and Zacha, Sam, and Zah, Shayatasim, and Shan, Kamashan, and Zacha, Sam, and Shabbos. Then on Allah, the Mitzvah, the Lebanon, and Phil, and Shalosh, and Amber, the Yantha, the Ben, for Pidak, which will be an Abbey Melanda, Ketzer. Mahaya Kotno, Tipesh, Amla, Beni, Kolano, Hayina, Vadim, Kamashiv, Chazal, and Kamavid Zeb, and Mitzrayim, בלילה הזה, פדו עושה מהקדוש ברוך הוא ויוציאנו לחרס. So on the one hand, הלכה א', the Rambam defines the mitzvah in terms of Nisim and Nechlas. It's not the story of the Exodus, right? The Rambam says, Lasaf and Nisim and Nechlas. There's a very clear, focused definition. The Rambam says that the psukim in Parshas Va'eschanan seem to indicate as much. How the psukim go by the Ben Chochem in Va'eschanan? What the parak and pasuk is, I'm sorry. Vayotzeinu Hashem Mishem b'yach hazaka v'zor and tzvi av pasuk. Kishalcha vincha parak vav pasukhaf. Kishalcha vincha mocha lemor mazo, lemor, moha edos vahukim ashvatim shetziva Hashem lakenu eschem. Vahmapta the vincha vadim ayin lefar bimitzayim, yatzayin Hashem yimitzayim biyat chazaka, vayitian Hashem osa sumofsim gedolim biram bimitzayim bifar vachavir salayinenu. So all these terms, Yad Chazaka, Osas Mofsen, Gedolim V'Rayim, all are focused on Nisim and the flow. So that's where the Rambam gets it. But be that as it may, whatever the makor is, so how do you understand halacha beis? Ben katan or tipesh, so there's no mention of nisim. So you'll say, no, because the ben katan or tipesh doesn't understand the concept of a miracle. Okay, you're talking that that's the case, but then lachar, it should be like achreis, akot and shem, yochel lechel kazayis. So you're not mechanech him for mitzvah matzah because he's not yet at an age. And let's say the ben katan or tipesh, let's say he's not a ben katan tipesh, but he's a katan that he's 6 months old. So he can't understand that hayina avadim kama shivcha zol kama eved zeh. So what do you do? You don't do anything. The child has yet to reach an age where the father can be mekayim, since the child is not capable of understanding the sipur, so the father has no mitzvah to engage in sipur. So if that's the case, given that the definition is the sapa minisim leflal, so what that the katan, that you're dealing with a katan who due to age or due to whatever deficit doesn't understand nisim, so that doesn't mean you give him a different version of the story. It should mean that he's not at a stage where the mitzvah applies for Higana to the Vimcha. So that's what we were saying yesterday again. So when the Rambam quotes the Fidaito Shabbain of Melamdo, it's not that din is not, it's not, again, it is also an insight into pedagogy, but it's a halacha that Tzipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is on a sliding scale. L'fidat also ben over Malamdo is the gzeres hakosuv is the din that tzibur yetzias mitzrayim is on a sliding scale. The Rambam in Halacha Aleph was not talking about reaching out to the sun, right? The Rambam's original pasuk, the way he sequences things here in the yard, I think he does things differently in Sefer Mitzvos, but the way he's doing things here in the yard is the initial pasuk is zachos yom hazeh. It's got nothing to do with what someone is telling anyone else about the sefer. It's a person engaging in sefer for himself. So you're talking about someone who's a gadol. So someone who's a gadol, so the definition of the mitzvah is the sabim nisim and the flaws. Now there is a gzeres hakosuv, there is a din of fidaisu sabbein of melamdo, that the sefer that is on a sliding scale, and that's why the bar is set lower than the ability to understand what nisim and the flaws are. The bar is set that if the child can understand that hayina avodim k'mo shifra zoh k'mo eved zeh and ubalayna zeh k'dosh baruch hu pardo osana, that's where the bar is set based on the gzeres hakosuv v'fidayin tzu shomein ov melamdo. And that's what we said, it's the same gzeres hakosuv that tells you that a ben godol again has to reach higher also in terms of his level of the sefer. Again, just reading the first few words, but tzarach la'asav b'gnos l'sayim b'shvach. Mashmas of tzarech. On one hand, it's obviously doesn't have the same force as chayav or mitzvah. On the other hand, it's obviously not just the eitz atavah kamashmal, and it does have some sense of being required. What's mashmas of tzarech? Halacha Gimel in a vacuum So I think maybe we would have said that the mashmos of tzorach maybe stands in contradistinction to the lashonos of mitzvah earlier. This is a din d'rabbanan. I mean, obviously, akiras hashulchan is not a not a pasuk in chumash that oken hashulchan milifnei kaya hagvada. Again, which is the Bali Atos to say that that's what we do, the Sila Kankaiva for that. So maybe Tzorach means it's a Dindu Abon. But that's not an adequate answer because the Rambam begins Halacha Dalet with Tzorach, and that's what we saw, for instance, with Ben Manoach. Yeah, we've talked about this, yeah? So, Ben Manoach says, you know, this is a din d'oraisa, that Masul was known some Sai Mishrach as a din d'oraisa. I think the Mahalath we said also suggests that it's certainly not a hamtzah d'rabbanan. So tzarech, it's not that tzarech is, you know, a lashon to distinguish a din d'rabbanan within Dina Daraisa, because the Ram has the same lashon here by Haschal of Ignus. So at least in this context, again, you have to, we'll mention one other tzara for the Ram, I don't know, you have to try to think what not the computer factory, where the other tzaraths are in the Rambam. But perhaps as follows. The Rambam is quoting the din, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Braisa and Avei Pesachim, that ein lo bein ishto shal to ein lo ishto shal and zaza hay lo vado shal atzma. So the din is that tzibu yitzias mitzrayim is supposed to be in a question answer format. It's not just to be masaper, but in question answer format. And that's the omek of the fact that the Torah depicts the Ben is asking, V'haya kish alcha vimcha. It's not some, you know, you should be prepared for this eventuality that, you know, kids like to ask questions, so could be that someday, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, looking into his crystal ball, you know, it will be that they'll... No, the V'haya kish alcha vimcha is part of the din, is part of the sipur. That's supposed to be in question answer format. For a moment, that's just, I mean, it is that way, and you don't have to give a hezbeh. Lean ever in a second, shortly we will, but for the moment, it is that way. That hoya levad v'shal atzma, it's supposed to be in question answer format. Yitachen, but even though the various hanhogas that we have to provoke the ben to ask, obviously, drabonans, akiras hashulchan and karpas and everything, they're all drabonans. But what you're trying to achieve, there is a kiyum d'oraisa in that. There is a kiyum d'oraisa in that if one is successful through the akiras hashulchan, through the chotfin matzah zemizah, if one is successful in provoking and triggering the question, so he said, "Yeah, the tactics, the strategies were the rabbanon, but lemaisa, it's not something that you can sort of totally categorize as the rabbanon, because the din that it should be derech she'elo tshuva is pashas is a din d'oraisa, is a din d'oraisa." So he knows that the din is that it should be derech she'elo tshuva. So then, memeiva, one should seek to elicit the question. One should seek to provoke and elicit the question. And that there is a kiyum daraisa to the various practices which are intended to try to elicit the question. So too, then I think is clear. The next point, I'm not sure if well, only if a person engages in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but not Masel Binyan Simchas Mishpach. Would you say the same lashon that the Rambam is about to quote from the Mishnah in Halacha Hey, that lo yatzi yadecha vasa, which the Rambam quotes from Birmingham Liel's, Chashal ha'omesh lashon v'an elu v'pesach, so I don't know, maybe the contrast between Tzarech and Halacha Dalet and Rabbi Gamliel's Koshal Omar, Lo Yati Dechel Vaso. Here too in Halacha Dalet, it's something you have to do, but it's not Ma'akev in. It's not Ma'akev. Yitachen, that if a person will engage in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, without the tzura of being masel b'nusim sayim b'shvach, that clearly it's deficient. Clearly he's missing something min ha-Torah. Clearly we would tell him to go back and do it. But lemaisa, if he didn't, I don't think you would say that he was yitachen. You would not say that he was not yotzei the mitzvah of the Sampa Benissim and the flowers. And Yitachen, questions like this, I once heard someone raise the following question. I was walking through a room once, someone was beginning a shir. I heard the question. Then I was walking through a room, I didn't hear the answer. So the question the person raised was like this. Then Halacha Aleph, again, we know it from the Agada. The Rambam says, "V'chol amarech b'dvarim she'iru shahoyu harezah meshubach." Right? V'chol amarech b'dvarim she'iru mitzayim harezah meshubach. Then in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam, the end of Halacha Dalet, "V'chein maslo madir shavadam ha'in lefar b'mitzayim, v'chol arash shigimolanu, u'masayim b'nisim nefar shenasu lanu b'chei v'senu, u'i sheyidrash me'arami ovid ovi at sheyigmu kol ha'parasha, v'chol amosef u'marech b'drash parasha zo harezah meshubach." Nochem al harezim meshubach, the marich. So why does the Rambam say it twice? This is just part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we just said about Yetzias Mitzrayim in general that the hamarich harezim meshubach. Why does the Rambam have hamarich harezim meshubach a second time? So you're talking to the pshat as follows. Again, consistent with what we quoted from the Rambam the other day, that it's a yisod, not just in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's the yisod of Mikra Bikurim. It's the fact that the Torah says, V'zachavta ki'eved ha'yisod of Eretz Mitzrayim, that a person is supposed to remember Yimei Hara'ah Yimei HaTovah. That's the basis for the din and the chiyu, the din of Tzarech v'hasel v'gnosim sayim v'shvach. See? Yitachen, that there's mitzvah sipur. The mitzvah sipur certainly means that you focus on Yemei HaTova, and then the din of to remember Yemei HaRa, Yemei HaTova, then says that the sipur should be Betzura Shel Masla V'Gnus Umsayim B'Shvach. As it were, a kiyum bifnei atzmo within mitzvah sipur. A kiyum bifnei atzmo within mitzvah sipur. And that's why it has its own harezah meshubach. V'chol amarech harezah meshubach, because kol amarech harezah meshubach in mitzvah sipur, and kol amarech harezah meshubach in this. Again, mitzvah sipur then triggers the din of masal b'nim zayim b'shvach, and that has its own kol amar chareza meshuvach. But that also would support that if the person wasn't masal b'nim zayim b'shvach, hagam, again, there's something missing min haTorah. His sipur is deficient min haTorah, but he's yotzei. But he's yotzei. So that's what the Rambam indicates with the tzarech. The tzarech is, again, it's something which, even if daraisa tzarech, it's not that the tzarech means that this is durabonan in contrast to the previous of mitzvah, which is daraisa. No, this is also, it's also min haTorah. But min haTorah, it isn't ma'akev in the sipur. In Halacha Gimel, there's a kiyum, the oraisa, in provoking the question, because there's a din that the format should be derech she'elah tshuva. In Halacha Dalet, mitzvah sipur triggers a din that you should, whenever you're being remembering Yemei HaTovah, it triggers the din, the bizochi Yemei HaRo'ah. So that's min haTorah, but on the other hand, it's a din which is distinct from the etzem chi of sipur, which is why, in terms of sipur, it's tzorech. The Ram has, again, I don't know where the other tzorechs are in Mishnah Torah, and I love dafka that they all have to fit this pattern. It's not a pirkei if they don't. But in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam has as follows in Parak Ches. Tefillah satziva nishmas tamid. Ve'afilu hoyu bahen chato'im. Yitam chato'im, yitamu chato'im in ha'oretz. Eis machtos ha'chato'im ha'ele b'nafshos. It means the people. Ve'afilu hoyu bahen chato'im. Ein ha'kodesh baruch hu mo'es v'tefillasin shel rabim. Lefichach, tzarech odem mashatev atzmem hatzibur, v'lo yisbal yechidi, kol zman sheyochel hisbal v'tzibur. So the Rambam didn't mention anything in Perek Aleph, Halachas Aleph of Gimel, when he defines the Doraisa of Tefillah. He didn't say anything that the Doraisa of Tefillah requires, demands, that a person be mishatev atzmo im hatzibur and daven betzibur. Meidach gisa heyos the tefillah satzibur neshmas tamid. Clearly, to daven betzibur is again not just something which midrabanan is a good thing to do. It clearly is a key of the raisa. The tefillah is a different chetzah shel tefillah when a person davens im hatzibur as opposed to davening the yechidah. So here too, the tzarech, again, is something which isn't ma'akev. If a person davens the yechidah, havadah is yotzei, be it the doraisa of tefillah once a day, be it the drabonon of shachris mincha ma'ariv. But me'idah gisa, it is a kiyum, again, if in the once a day, it's a kiyum even in the doraisa, and there's something deficient. Again, not just the kiyum, if you do it, it enhances, and if you don't do it, no. There's something deficient if a person doesn't do it. And that's what the mashmasa of tzarech is. Okay.